Blog Talk Radio.
I want to sing about Mary, the mother of Jesus. Watched her dying son hanging on the cross. She stood right there.
Good afternoon, dear saints of God, precious children of God, dear brothers and sisters in the Lord. I want to welcome you to another broadcast of Contending for the Faith with your brother, your servant in Christ, yours truly, Moses Henry Jones. That was the Reverend F.C. Barnes and Company with the song, At the Foot of the Cross. Are you at the foot of the cross? Did you come to Jesus? Are you washed in the precious blood of the Lamb? Is your name written in the Lamb's book of life? Are you sealed with the Holy Spirit until the day of redemption? Are you saints? Are you really? Some big questions you need to ask. Serious questions you need to ask yourself. Serious questions. Well, I want to welcome you again to another broadcast. You know, I had a broadcast set up for Wednesday, the day before the 4th of July, and Blog Talk Radio was on vacation mode. Blog Talk Radio, for whatever reason on Wednesday, was just giving me fits, and I had planned to do a show. And some of you already saw it, that it was set up for a broadcast, but I wasn't able to come on. It was just Blog Talk Radio was just crazy. And I didn't do anything different today. I came on today like I did on Wednesday. The only thing is that on Wednesday, Blog Talk Radio didn't let me do my show. I wanted to give you a show before the 4th of July, but I just couldn't. Wasn't allowed. Well, I'm here to do that show right now. We're going to do it right now, but before we get into that, I hope and pray you had a wonderful and safe 4th of July. I sure did. Had a great time with the family. Went to the beach. My wife took me to the beach. It's called the beach, but it's not really a beach. It's a man-made lake, and it has little fake waves. It's called Selvin Beach. Selvin Beach. It's close to Syracuse, New York. Selvin Beach, and it's not a beach. It's a man. Like I said, it's a man-made lake. Boy, was it packed. And my wife and my kids wanted to go to Selvin Beach, and it was hot. It was way up there in the high 90s, and it was hot. But we had a great time. The family had a great time. They wanted to go out and play in the water, and it brought back a lot of memories because when my mother-in-law was alive, my mother-in-law lived with us. We would routinely go with her to Selvin Beach when the kids were much smaller. And now they're teenagers. Now they're splashing. They're throwing frisbees. They're playing volleyball. They're teenagers now. So had a great time, and I hope and pray that your time was great and also safe. Also safe. Let me remind everyone that we're giving two books away. One is entitled Jackass Church Bishops. Jackass Church Bishops. It is the book that shows how the African American church has been turned into a donkey republic by such men as J. Delano Ellis and his joint college of asinine, hee-hawing, trotting bishops. And that's a 15-chapter book, over 240 pages long, over 260 footnotes, and I'm giving the book away if you so desire the book. The other book that I'm giving away is volume one of a trilogy that's already complete. The trilogy's already done. It's a book called Spirit of Python Dunce, showing how Jensen Franklin's idiotic interpretation of Acts 16:16 proves that the man who leads the free chapel churches is a biblical moron with a capital M, capital O, capital R, capital O, capital N. This book, being a trilogy, is only 8 chapters long, over 150 pages, over 150 footnotes. And it's a great read. It's an academic read, but it's an easy read. It's a great read. Both books are academic reads. They're both I am one author in the Pentecostal church that I cite my sources. Most authors in the Pentecostal church never cite their sources. You don't know who they're quoting. They're stealing material from people. They're plagiarizing other authors, and they don't give other authors true attribution. Not me. My works are scholarly, my works are academic, yet they are written for church folk. The scholar will not have any problems with what I have to say because I cite my sources and I'm on the money, biblically speaking. So you can get both books. Why both books? Well, there's a Roman Catholic invasion of the African American church. Doesn't that alarm you? Doesn't that scare you? Doesn't it bother you that the black church has been leavened with the leaven of Roman Catholicism? Doesn't that get your righteous indignation up? It did to me. That's why I wrote 22 books on the subject. 22 books on the subject. So if you want the book, just email me at freechurchbooks@gmail.com, freechurchbooks@gmail.com. Also, you can also get the Jensen Franklin book. You can also get the Jensen Franklin book free of charge. No gimmicks here. There are no gimmicks. You get the book free of charge at freechurchbooks@gmail.com. freechurchbooks@gmail.com. By the way, I am going down to Gainesville, Florida. I'm planning this trip is in the planning the trip. It's in the planning stages. I have 5,000 postcards that I want to give out on the book Spirit of Python Dunce, Volume 1, Spirit of Python Ignoramus, Volume 2, and Spirit of Python Retard, Volume 3. This trilogy is based on Jensen Franklin's dopey, stupid, retarded New York Times bestseller called The Spirit of Python. That's right. Jensen Franklin wrote a retarded book that only retarded people would appreciate, and it became a New York Times bestseller. Well, Spirit of Python Dunce, Spirit of Python Ignoramus, and Spirit of Python Retard are never going to be New York Times bestsellers. I know that. I know that. I know the game. But I didn't write it so that it can be New York Times bestsellers. I wrote the trilogy so that we can rescue souls from stupidity, from doctrines of dimwits. I wrote Jackass Church Bishops and the other 22 books to save people from doctrines of demons. I wrote the Spirit of Python trilogy to save people from the doctrines of dimwits. So you can get both books. I'm going down to Gainesville. I'll let you all know when I'm actually going down. We have 5,000 postcards advertising the trilogy. And I want to go down. There's a huge population down in Gainesville, Georgia, where Jensen Franklin has his main campus, and I want to blanket that city, that little town, whatever it's called. I don't know what it is. I know it's called Gainesville. And I want to blanket that city and just for 3 days, for an entire weekend, just give out postcards. Got 5,000 of them. And the postcards are basically say, hey, there's a trilogy that you can have for free. I'll send you the trilogy. You can get the trilogy. Now, think about that. We're driving down. We're taking a weekend out of our life. We're driving down. Not to make money. We're spending money. We're not making money. This is not a money-making trip. We're spending money going down. We're spending time. We're spending a weekend down in Gainesville. And all we're going to do while we're down there is work. Work. We have 5,000 postcards to give out in 3 days. That's a whole lot of work, Saints. That's a whole lot of work. A whole lot of work in 3 days. A whole lot of work in 3 days. We're planning to give out 1,500 postcards on Friday, 1,500 postcards on Saturday, and hopefully we can give out 2,000 postcards on Sunday, being the Lord's Day, being the day when people are going to the Gainesville Church, and we can give out 2,000 postcards and see if people will respond and get the trilogy for free. I'm not making money. Like I said, we're spending money. And I want to thank the saints who have contributed to this trip so far. We have $850. Someone gave a $30 donation last week that has brought us up to $850. And if you like to make a donation for this trip, you can do so by going to our website, www.dailymannany.com, www.dailymannany.com, and just click on any one of those PayPal buttons, and whatever donation you give, whatever amount you decide to give, it is greatly appreciated and greatly needed. And also let me say to you that we are a missions organization. This is about taking people out of places where they're teaching heresy, where they're teaching false doctrines, damnable heresies, as Peter calls them, teachings that damn the soul. That's what a damnable heresy is. It's teachings that will damn the soul. So, again, we are a missions organization. We're into winning souls. And it's a shame that we have to re-win souls that have already been won for Christ. These people are just in the wrong church. They have false teachers as their pastors. Think about that. Some of these churches aren't churches, they're cults. Some of these pastors aren't pastors, they're wolves in sheep's clothing. I can tell you for sure Jensen Franklin doesn't, listen, nothing that Jensen Franklin teaches is biblically sound. Nothing. 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 All of his teachings are warped. Warped. And when you read Volume 1, you will see that in an open letter, I challenge Mr. Franklin. I challenge Mr. Franklin to a series of debates. And I sent him that challenge, certified mail return receipt. It was signed for by someone at his church. And Mr. Franklin is so afraid to debate me. And you have to say why. I mean, don't you teach truth? Aren't you confident in what you taught? Why are you running and hiding? Well, listen, get the books, freechurchbooks@gmail.com. And like I said, if you like to donate, and if you cannot donate, listen, don't feel bad that you can't donate. Can you pray? Can you pray for the success of this trip? I cover your prayers more. Listen, I prefer, and I'm not saying this to say this, I prefer your prayers over your money. Honestly, if all you can do is pray for us, you've done more than enough. More than enough. And please, don't give us a donation from your credit cards. Please don't go into debt just to help us out. Because we don't go into debt. We don't go into debt here. We never have and we never will. We never have and we never will. So don't go into debt. I don't encourage anyone to give any offering off of a credit card. I don't. And please don't give if it's coming from your credit card. Please, please, please do us a favor and do yourself a favor, more importantly. Don't give based off of your credit card. Well, I want to talk to you about J. Delano Ellis and the 2019 Joint College of Bishops, Praise Break. That's what the video is called, the 2019 Joint College of Bishops Praise Break. And the reason why we want to consider this audio, which is only 10 minutes and 45 seconds long, it's only 10 minutes 45 seconds, is because, my brothers and sisters, is just another way of showing you how silly and how traditional the Joint College of Bishops is. Now remember, saints, tradition kills the church. Tradition, man-made traditions kill the church. And I know some will already say, well, this is a black church, this is the way the black church does the praise break. Well, we ought to be doing praise breaks according to scripture. According to scripture. So, what is praise? The Hebrew word for praise is halal. Halal. To praise is to move into action. It's a verb. And what kind of action are we talking about? Well, to praise is to put your mouth and your mind into action. That's what praise is, to put your mind and your mouth into action. And also, you could involve your feet. You could involve your hands. It could involve your entire body. But really, it's your mind and your mouth. Really, praise is your mind and your mouth go hand in hand. Why your mind? Well, because you got to read the Bible. And you got to understand what it is that you're reading. You cannot be a dimwit when you come to church. You must be a Berean. You must be a person who thinks When you come to church, don't leave your brain at the door, and certainly don't leave your thinking cap at home. You are to think, saints. This is why God gave us a Bible. It's 66 books made into one. And God gave us a book because he wants us to read and he wants us to think. So the word praise, the Hebrew word for praise, is halal. This is a verb. It's an action word. And in this action word, it gives us the picture of someone who is employing their mind and their mouth predominantly. Their mind and their mouth. Now, when you're using your mind and your mouth, you're using it for what? Well, to praise God or to halal God is an act of worship. It's an act of worship. But you cannot worship ignorantly. You got to know how to worship. You got to know who to worship, how to worship, and who to worship. So it is an act of worship in which you and I acknowledge the virtues, the attributes, and the deeds of God. We're to recognize the virtues, the attributes, and the deeds of God, and as such, we're to extol him for it. We're to elevate his name. We're to glorify his name. We are to magnify his name. And so whenever we are engaged in a praise break, it requires that we use the mind, because we don't want to be like the people that Paul encountered in Athens. Paul said that God over there, that the unknown God whom you ignorantly worship. No, listen, we have enough information in the Bible to know who we ought to worship and how we ought to worship him. That's praise. Praise is not you not thinking and letting your body go crazy. That's not worship. That's not worship. In worship, you are predominantly using your mind. Your mind, because your mind needs to think about who God is. What are his attributes? What are his virtues? What does the Bible say about his glorious deeds? And then you're to use your mouth, because now you're to open your mouth and you're to give him praise. That's worship. That's praise. Praise is an act of worship. Reasonable worship. Not ignorant worship, but reasonable worship. Now, let me read to you out of Psalm 95. Let me just read. It says, O come, starting at verse 1, O come, let us sing unto the Lord. Psalm 95, verse 1. O come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise unto the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. Just like we're doing now, just like we're reading the book of Psalms. If you notice, these psalms, all 150 of them, all of these 150 psalms do not give us a single note. We don't know how these melodies went. There are no notes here. All we have are the words. All we have encased in these 150 psalms are the names of God, the reasons why we ought to praise him, what are his virtues, what are his attributes, what are the things we ought to thank him for, what are the things we ought to glorify him for, what are the things we ought to magnify his name for. It says here in verse 2, let us come before his presence with thanksgiving. Well, why are we thanking him? And make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. In other words, songs that have many words. A psalm. You look at all 150 psalms, it's not notes, it's words. These are messages. Verse 3. For what reason? For the Lord is great and a great king above all the gods. In his hands are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills are also in his hands. the sea is in his hands, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture. Now, I want to play the praise break here. I want to play the praise break. And you will notice that this praise break here, done at the Joint College of Bishops, has nothing to do with the praising of the Bible. This praise break that is found in these 10 minutes does not mirror the praise of Scripture. Why? Well, because although they are using their bodies, they're using their feet, and they're using their hands, and they are using instruments, one thing major is lacking. A major thing is lacking, and that's what? We don't know who they're praising. We don't know who this God is. That's number one. And don't tell me, well, look at the context of the whole sermon, or the whole service, rather. Put the service in context. Who have they been talking about? Yeah, I know who they've been talking about. They've been talking about Jesus. But I can tell you from looking at the three-hour service, because I looked at the three-hour service, I've studied the three-hour service, and all they're giving Jesus is lip service. Lip service. These people praise me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. That's what lip service is. That's number one. So don't tell me, well, you're just taking a 10-minute portion. No, I didn't take this 10-minute portion. They took this 10-minute portion. They put it on the internet, and they called it Praise Break at Joint College of Bishops 2019. I didn't put this on the internet. They did. I didn't give it that title. They did. They didn't give me the three-hour service. I have to go research on my own and find the three-hour service and find out where this praise break fit within that three-hour service. But I can tell you, I did look at the three-hour service, and for 3 hours, they are giving Jesus, they are giving God, they are giving the Holy Spirit lip service. They're hypocrites. They worship God with their lips, but he is not in their hearts. He's not in their hearts. Now, in looking at this 10-minute, 45-second clip that they posted on YouTube and entitled it Praise Break at Joint College of Bishops 2019, you will see that one major component of biblical worship is lacking. And what is that major component? What is the major component? Words. Again, you don't know who they're worshiping, and you don't know why they're worshiping. It's a praise break. It's a halal break. But they're not mentioning anybody, and they're not declaring anything about that so-called person that they're supposed to be worshiping. Let's play the clip. They don't have any revival. Now, they're praying for revival, but he's not reviving them. Why? Because they've joined Rome. Because you have 1,000 people in there with purple and scarlet Roman Catholic garments on. God has nothing to do with Rome. Rome is the apostate church of Revelation 17 and 18. She's called the mother of harlots. And one of her harlot daughters, one of her daughters that is committing spiritual whoredom, is the black church. That's right. The Roman Catholic Church is called the Mother of Harlots, and one of her daughter churches is the African American Church. and dressed in the colors that she's wearing, because remember, the true church of Jesus Christ is dressed in white. Just check it out. Just read Revelation 19, and you will see that Jesus Christ gives his church to wear all white. The harlot church's colors are purple and scarlet. That's Revelation 17. Read it, and you'll find out. It's given to us so that we might identify who belongs to the harlot church, who's in the harlot church, and who is one of her spiritual daughters. And the Joint College of Bishops is a member, is a daughter of the Mother of Harlots. Because if the African American church were the Bride of Christ, she would be dressed completely in white. But she's not. She's a harlot church. She's a daughter harlot church of the Mother of Harlots. So when this man is singing, "Revive Us Again," listen, again, lip service. God is not going to revive. God is not going to empower. God is not going to stand beside. God is not going to back what the harlot church does. He's opposed to her, and he will judge her soon. Revelation 18, verses 1 through 8. Read, saints, read. So this is just lip service. Revive us again. Listen, you don't want to be revived by God, because to be revived by God means you have to come out from among the harlot church, Revelation 18:4. And you're not coming out. You're not coming out of the harlot church. You love the harlot church. You love playing the harlot. So let's listen. And listen, tell me if you hear anyone praising during this praise break, which is about to start now, tell me if you hear anyone mentioning God by name or declaring his goodness, his mercies, his greatness. Tell me, because I don't hear anything. All I hear is instruments, and I hear people acting like fools. That's all I hear. He says, "Spirit, hallelujah, praise Yahweh," but again, that's lip service. "Spirit of truth," again, that ought to be the Holy Spirit, but you know that the Holy Spirit is not with them. The Holy Spirit has departed. It's Ichabod. The glory of God has departed. "Spirit of revival," forget it. You're not going to be revived. You're not going to be revived. You're going to be destroyed. First of all, you don't have to tell the Holy Spirit to fill up the place. He'll fill it up when he so desires, as in the book of Acts chapter 2. The Spirit came among the 120 and filled that whole place and filled the believers and caused them to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. There's no Holy Spirit here. This is theatrics. This is a circus. That's all this is. And all the clowns and all the dancing bears and the elephants and the midgets are all there. Now, again, I mentioned, I talked to you about the organ grinder and the monkey who, when the organ grinder is grinding the organ and moving the lever on the side and, you know, just the organ grinder is doing what the organ grinder does. And when the organ grinder plays the music and keeps turning the handle on the organ, the monkey jumps up and down, and of course the monkey has a tin can in his hands, and at the end of his little dance, he's waiting for people in the community that are watching the little act, the street act. They're hoping that the people will be generous and put money into the tin can that the monkey is holding. But the organ grinder, see, the organ grinder has to play the music, but the main attraction is the monkey. Listen, mainly children would come around. Mainly children. The parents knew this was a gimmick. Mom and pop knew this was a gimmick. But the kids, the kids were enamored with the monkey and the way the monkey danced when the guy's playing the organ. Now, we're not little children. We're not to be mesmerized by the monkeys dancing when the organ grinder is grinding the organ. We are spiritual adults. We are those who desire to have meat, not milk. We want meat, not circus. I don't want entertainment. I want the word. I don't want foolishness. I want exposition. I don't want a circus act. I want Jesus. But this is what you're going to get at every time the Joint College of Bishops comes together, and the main monkey dancing, the main jackass, is J. Delano Ellis, who wants this to happen. And this is why they hire the organist. This is why the organist is there. The organist is key to the praise break. So let's continue to listen. Notice, no Jesus, no praise. God's name's not being mentioned. Not his attributes, not his great deeds, not something that he's done for us. No reminder of him redeeming us, saving us again and again and again. No. This is just foolishness on parade. Foolishness on parade. Asinine behavior on display. Not one word. Not one word. You don't know. This is an exercise in not an exercise in futility. This is an exercise in stupidity. Psalm 96, starting at verse 1. Oh, sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord all the earth. Sing unto the Lord. Bless his name. Show forth his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the heathen, his wonders among all people. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Lord made the heavens and the earth. That's a praise break. That's a praise break. Here's Psalm 100. Here's Psalm 100. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Notice. Do you hear an organ as I'm reading? No organ. Organ is not necessary. What we need is understanding. Understanding that comes through the word of God. God is trying to convey a message to us, but we can't hear the message. Why? Because the jerks, the idiots, the morons, the imbeciles over at the Joint College of Bishops don't want you to get any word. They just want you to hear the organ so you can start jumping around like a monkey. But God would rather have us hear words. Again, Psalm 100, verse 1. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God, that he hath made us, and we not ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and enter into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth for all generations. Are you hearing any of that here? People are mindless. What they're screaming for? Listen, I don't know what they're screaming about. Has God been mentioned? Has one of his acts in history been rehearsed? Is someone talking about something that God did and that's why the people are shouting? No, this is mindless activity. Again, a praise break without using your brain and using your mouth to correctly acknowledge God and to rehearse his mighty acts is not praise. It's just the monkey grinder and the monkey. That's all it is. Yeah, we have to forgo this commercial. Okay, here it is. They're back. Now, let me read Psalm 113, starting at verse 1. Praise ye the Lord. Pray, halal ye the Lord. Praise, O ye servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, have you heard them mention God's name in all this? Mm-mm. All you hear is the organist, and all you could see, all I could see here, is 1,000 people dressed in purple and scarlet garments jumping up and down like the monkey on top of the organ where the organ grinder is moving the lever. That's all I see. God's name is, and you're saying, but brother, don't you understand this is a black thing? Yeah, I understand it's a black thing because I've been among black people my whole life. Don't insult my intelligence. I know it's a black thing, but that's why the black church is in trouble. Why? Because we do things that are utterly stupid. We do things that are unscriptural, and we do them service after service. And that's why we're getting conned. That's why we're getting fleeced. That's why the black community, with all the money that it has, is broke. Because it winds up in the hands of these preachers who keep lobotomizing these people and deceiving these people and conning these people out of their money. Yeah, I get the whole black thing, and I don't like it. It says here in Psalm 113, praise ye the Lord, praise ye, O servants of the Lord, praise the name of the Lord. Verse 2, bless the name of the Lord from this time forth and forevermore, from the rising of the sun unto the going down of the same, the name of the Lord is to be praised. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, let the name of the Lord be. Do you hear them mentioning the Lord? Mm-mm. No. Verse 4, the Lord is high above all nations, and his glory above all the heavens. Who, verse 5, who is like unto the Lord our God, who dwelleth on high, who humbleth himself to behold the things that are in heaven and in the earth? It is this God, verse 7, who raises up the poor out of the dust and lifts up the needy out of the dunghill. It's God who does this. God, it's God who lifts up the poor out of the dust and the needy out of the dunghill. Why aren't we praising him for that? I don't know what these people are excited about. I don't have a clue because they're not telling me. This is a silent praise break. Well, you hear, listen, there's a lot of noise. There's a lot of noise. Listen. When the organ grinder was moving the knob, when he was turning his hand and just, you know, cranking on the organ, you can hear the organ music. And you can see the monkey dancing and you can hear the monkey making noise. But it was unintelligible. The monkey wasn't saying anything with meaning. And again, please don't misunderstand. I'm not calling these people monkeys. Please, no, don't. I'm using it because that's exactly how they're acting like. They're acting like the monkey when the organ grinder is playing the organ. The monkey made noise, but you could not discern. The monkey brought no message. When we come to church, we cannot act like monkeys, unintelligible monkeys, when we have the capability of praising God, of putting words together, putting those words together and making sentences that make sense, making sentences that praise our God and speak of his mighty acts and of his glorious name. I don't know what these people are doing here. I don't know what they're doing. And leading the charge among them, leading the charge, and you can check this out for yourself. It's called Praise Break at Joint College of Bishops 2019. Leading the charge among them and acting like the biggest fool of them all is J. Delano Ellis. You know, when Moses led the children, if J. Delano Ellis is a Moses figure, he ought to be leading the song the same way Moses led the song in Exodus 15. J. Delano's saying nothing. All he's doing is dancing like a chimpanzee. That's all he's doing. That's all he's doing. Part one. That's part one. And you're probably saying, brother, I think you've taken this too far. Brother, this is offensive that you would call these people monkeys. I'm not calling them monkeys. I'm saying that they're acting like the monkey in the portrait. And I put a couple of those portraits up. This is not a brother, I think you've taken it too far. No, they've taken it too far. They put this on YouTube, and they call this Praise Break. These men and women with these Episcopal outfits claim to be the successors of Christ and his apostles. You would think that they would teach and preach and communicate the way Christ and his apostles did, but these men are not representatives of Christ and the apostles. They are not the successors of Christ and the apostles. These people are acting like idiots. This place maybe has 1,500 people, maybe 2,000. This place is jam-packed, and they're all jumping up and down, acting like fools over what? We need to be scriptural. We need to follow scripture. Paul said, whatsoever you do in word or in deed, let it all be to the glory of God. I don't know what this is. This is not praise. This is not praise. Well, again, brother, you don't understand. This is the black church thing. Well, again, I come back and say, well, maybe that's why the black church is in so much trouble. Because they just do things because their leaders tell them to do it. And that tells me that people have checked their brain at the door and don't have thinking caps on. Now you hear all the noise, but you don't know what they're saying. What's that? Here, let me read to you Psalm 117, which is the shortest psalm. Psalm 117. This psalm has a tremendous message. It says, oh, praise the Lord. That's how it starts. Oh, halal the Lord, all ye nations. Praise him, all ye people. Why? Why are we praising the Lord? Why are we acknowledging the Lord? Why are we lifting up our voices to the Lord? Why are we so excited about the Lord? Well, verse 2 tells us why. For his merciful kindness is great towards us. Listen, his merciful kindness. God is both merciful and kind. And his merciful kindness is great. It's unbelievable towards us. and truth of the Lord, and the truth of the Lord endure forever. And what does endure forever? His truth. His biblical truths endure forever. And it concludes by saying, praise ye the Lord. That's just two verses. Again, let me read. Oh, praise the Lord, all ye nations. Praise him, all ye people. For his merciful kindness is great towards us. And the truth of the Lord endured forever. Praise ye the Lord. Are you hearing any of that here? Are you hearing any of that here? Mm-mm. None. There's no message in all this. In all this noise. In all this noise, there's no message. What is Jay Delano Ellis laughing about? What's he laughing about? Maybe he's laughing at the people. Maybe he's saying to himself, look at all these fools I got jumping up and down. I got them in my pocket. I got all these fools in my pocket. I hired this organist to come and play the organ, and he's playing the organ, and these people are jumping around acting like silly fools. And he's laughing. Ha, 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 ha. Wonder why he's laughing. I wouldn't be laughing. Here they go again. Here they go. They're not done, but let me read a scripture. Let me read 1 Corinthians chapter 14. Go with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 14. This is in reference to speaking in tongues. And you're saying, well, what's the connection between speaking in tongues and this praise break? Well, I'm going to explain it if you give me a chance. In 1 Corinthians 14, 18, it says, Paul says, I thank God that I speak with tongues more than ye all. So did Paul speak in tongues? Yeah, and more than anybody else. Yet in the church, I had rather speak five words with my understanding. This is what he's saying. He says, yet in the church, I'd rather speak five words with my understanding that by my voice I might teach others also than 10,000 words in an unknown tongue. Look what he's saying. Listen, The whole purpose of us coming together is to put together either a song, a testimony, a prophecy, a sermon with understanding. When we come together, it's about people leaving with a message. People leaving with understanding. So you get in church together, and this is like speaking in tongues. This praise break is like speaking in tongues. You don't know what the people are saying. You just don't know. So Paul says, I would rather speak five words. That's verse 19, 1 Corinthians 4:19. Yet in the church, I had rather speak five words with my understanding, that by my voice I might teach others also, than 10,000 words in an unknown tongue. This means, this is an exercise in stupidity. This is 10 minutes wasted. You don't know what's being said. Nothing's being said. The people are excited, but why are they excited? Well, they're excited because they've been trained. They've been indoctrinated that whenever the organist plays the organ, you go into dancing monkey mode. That's the whole thing. They've been indoctrinated. That's the whole indoctrination with wrong doctrine. Because again, Paul says, I rather sing to you Psalm 117, which only has a few words. I'd rather sing to you. I'd rather get up and say, I like to read to you, saints, during this praise break, saints, I like to read to you Psalm 117. It's a short psalm. It only has two verses, but what a powerful psalm it is. And let me break it down for you. I'd rather use my 10 minutes to do that than use 10 minutes to do this, and all I'm doing is I'm sweating like a pig. Because with all the garments I got on, with all those Episcopal garments, and the skull cap, and all the junk that I got on, all of the costume jewelry that I got on, and the pantyhose that I have to wear because Jay Delano Ellis' book talks to me about my stockings. But with all that stuff and the girdle that I have to put in to keep my gut in, all mess, I'm just sweating like a pig while the organist is playing the organ. That's all this is. There's no understanding here. Then in verse 20 of 1 Corinthians 14, Paul says, brethren, be not children in understanding. How be it? He says, be not children in what? Understanding. This is a child's exercise. This is what Jay Delano Ellis is doing here is romper room. This is kindergarten activity. This is musical chairs. That's all this is. Now, again, the next time this happens in your church, just raise your hand and say, Pastor, why did we have a praise break without any praise? Well, what do you mean? What do you mean we had a praise break? But Pastor, we had a praise break, but nothing was said. And then show him a picture of the organ grinder and the monkey and say, basically, this is who we are. Every time the organist gets up there and we start jumping around like jumping beans, And we start dancing like chickens without heads, and we would start sweating like pigs, this is basically what's going on. Pastor, can you explain to me how did we have a praise break, and yet Jehovah, the Lord our God, wasn't praised? Nobody said anything. Not one thing about God was said. Not his names were mentioned, not his attributes, not his great works. Nothing of his mercy was mentioned. Nothing of his goodness was stated. Nothing of his miraculous and mighty powers were mentioned. Pastor, how could this be a praise break and we didn't use our brain and we didn't use our mouths. How is that, Pastor? And he's going to tell you, well, this is a black thing. This is an African-American thing. Then you need to say, well, Pastor, we need to get rid of it, because this is doing nobody any good. And basically, this is what, and look, I have another kind of music I'm going to play now. And basically, that praise break is the same thing as this. Listen to this. Same thing. There's no words. There's no mention of God. There's no mention of God's attributes, His greatness, His omnipotence, His mighty power. That God is everywhere. There's nothing here about redemption. There's nothing here about the mercy of God, the goodness of God. Nothing. The faithfulness of God, nothing. This is just circus music. And basically, when you go to church on Sunday and they have a praise break, basically, you're in a circus. And you can choose to be a dancing bear. You can choose to be a dancing clown. You can choose to be a midget, a dancing midget. Just take your role, start jumping like a chicken without a head. And when the music is being played, when the organist is playing the music, just remember you're involved in a circus, a three-ring circus. And there are three things you need for a church circus. Three things. One, an organist. Look, you need an organist. The second thing you need is a ringleader. That's the second. The second thing you need is a ringleader. You need someone with a big hat saying, "Welcome to our circus." That's what you need. You need someone that's just going to invite you to the circus, because that's what you came to. That's what you came to, a circus, an ecclesiastical circus. And so you need one. You need an organ player. That you got that already, because your pastor's going to make sure that there is an organist at the church. Secondly, you need a ringleader. You need someone who can run the circus. That's your pastor. And then number three, you need the clowns. You need the midgets. You need the dancing bears. And that's where the members come in. And you'll have your circus every week. And you'll have your praise break every week, but it's not a praise break. It's a circus break. That's what it is. Well, saints, that'll do it for today's show. I'll be back tomorrow. I'm starting a new series tomorrow. Tune in tomorrow to get the new and latest broadcast, which is going to be on Paula White and why they're calling her Dr. Paula White. We don't know why anyone would call that dim-witted woman a doctor. But we're gonna investigate tomorrow. Where did she get her doctorate, and what is she a doctor of? So tune in tomorrow. And I want to leave you with the song, with the hymn by F.C. Barnes, the very same song I started the show with in the beginning, "At the Foot of the Cross." God bless you, saints. Love you much in Jesus.
right there.